This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The pandemic may not be over, but Colorado's state of emergency has come to an end. Today, Governor Jared Polis ended the remaining COVID-19 executive orders, of which he issued nearly 400 since last March. He credited Colorado's over 70% vaccination rate for the change, and he says now is the time to look forward. He also signed a new order prioritizing recovery with continued vaccination efforts and getting people back to work. Colorado is accepting the agreed-to terms of Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy. It joins 14 other states in resolving a massive lawsuit over the company's role in the opioid crisis. CPR's Ben Berkland reports the state will receive at least $50 million for opioid addiction programs if the deal happens.
Purdue Pharma makes the painkiller OxyContin, and its aggressive marketing tactics are blamed for fueling the opioid epidemic that has killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. In total, the company has agreed to pay out $4.3 billion over the next decade and to turn over 20 years' worth of legal documents. But some states originally balked at the plan because it shields the family that owned Purdue Pharma, the Sacklers, from being held directly liable. 9 states from the lawsuit are still opposed to the deal. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Mudslides have shut down highways around the state. Colorado School of Mines geologist Paul Santi tells Colorado Matters that the risk is high everywhere during monsoon season. He says Interstate 70 is particularly vulnerable, especially in Glenwood Canyon.
In a lot of places, you're looking at whatever's built at the mouth of a single canyon. But now here we have this linear feature that runs for miles. So it feels like most of the slides that come down are going to impact this highway.
He says people should avoid driving in the mountains during rainstorms.
If I was seeing thunder clouds forming above the Glenwood Canyon, I would just stop in Glenwood Springs and have a coffee and take a break.
Santi says mudslides also happen in places without burn scars, like the one that closed US 285 near Poncha Pass this week. Today is going to be another hot one around the state. Denver will be in the upper 90s. It could get as hot as 100. The mountains around Aspen are in the upper 80s. You're listening to CPR News.